When you hear the word monopoly, you might be thinking of giant multinational firms which straddle the globe. But in fact, a lot of the most important monopolies are found in small, remote, rural areas. Let's consider the rural town known as San Agustin Huapan, found in the state of Guerrero in central Mexico. San Agustin, at any point in time, has about 1,500 inhabitants, which of course makes it quite small. But more importantly, it is fairly far removed from the major cities. The closest major city, called Iguala, until a few years ago, involved a 3 to 4 hour trip down a dirt road and then a 30 or 40 minute trip along a one-lane highway. In the last few years, the road has been paved, and thus the trip is much improved, so you can get to a store in Iguala or Taxco and Cuernavaca in well under 2 hours. Still, 2 hours there and 2 hours back is quite a considerable amount of time. You have to pay for the transportation, and generally you're just sitting in a car or a bus or a small truck, and you're a single lone individual, and your ability to carry things back and forth is really quite limited. So San Agustin Huapan remains somewhat of an isolated outpost in terms of buying and selling. And indeed, if you're in the village and you try to buy anything, you cannot find any stores in the proper sense, you cannot find any restaurants, you cannot find any hotels. The only way to buy things is to visit a small number of homes, and in those homes there will be one room with a few shelves set aside, and they will sell canned goods, they will sell some local fruits and vegetables, they will sell cans of milk, maybe powdered goods. Not much choice, but you can buy a few things from these houses which double as stores. The thing is, these stores are really expensive, so when I'm in San Agustin Huapan, even with an American income and an American level of wealth, when I go to these stores, it feels to me that the prices are high. I wish I was shopping in an American Giant or Safeway, not just for the greater selection, but to have the lower prices. In part, this is a problem of monopoly. There's not a lot of retail competition up in San Agustin Huapan. There's not any Walmart any closer than the town of Iguala. And in general, the productivity of getting the goods there and then selling them is extremely low, and that makes for high prices. Again, only a few stores in the entire village and nowhere else to go. If you compare prices in these small house-based stores in San Agustin Huapan to Iguala or Taxco or Cuernavaca, you can find that a canned good in San Agustin can cost 2, 2.5, or maybe even 3 times more in the village because of the lack of competition and also because of the high transportation costs to get the goods there. If you go to the city of Taxco, which is about, say, 2.5 hours away, for the most part, things are much cheaper. One of the lessons here is just that the general importance of infrastructure can be much greater than it may at first seem. When infrastructure is weak, not only does education tend to go wrong, as we've discussed in the units on education, but there's in general much less economic competition. Prices are much higher. The costs of transportation limit product choice, and they limit the ability of the most efficient seller to keep everyone's prices down. And here we have this village, San Agustin Huapan, where a typical family of 7 might earn $1,500 a year or maybe $2,000 a year. And for some of what they buy, they're having to pay higher prices than what I have to buy in my American supermarket with an American income. The general points are this: competition really matters and infrastructure really matters. By the way, here's the name of the Mexican village, and I learned this about the importance of competition and infrastructure when doing field work for my book called Markets and Cultural Voices.